Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, everyone. Good Friday. What a big day we have here. What a day yesterday. The Dom Giordano Show with Dan and Henry. And as predicted, now, if you can find one, you tell me. I've been asking people since yesterday to look on Twitter and tell me if you see any flags there. And they go, oh, we do see flags. Follow-up question. I'm talking about the Bernie Sanders Rundown America attack yesterday with the mob in Philadelphia there at City Hall. A lot of flags. A lot of flags of, oh, I don't know, foreign countries and some other kind of debris, but no American flags there yesterday. None that I see. Pretty good crowd. Had to be 5,000. You know, City of Philadelphia left people out of offices, the usual stuff. But boy, Bernie Sanders is a riveting speaker. Not. I fell asleep in economics class at LaSalle. And if Bernie were the professor, I think I would have fallen asleep quicker. The same old, there's no humor, there's nothing other than that kind of halting speaking style that he has, you know, in the air and coming to the end of the sentence. But they could not get enough of it, running down America. I did not also see a lot of what I thought were the building trade union types, the others. You know, these look to me like the federal, use the expression, workers' unions, here on the Dom Giordano Show, and they looked like the teachers' unions and the like, and maybe the SEIU. I have a lot of sound from it, though. Solidarity was the watchword of the day. We're taking on Trump, and away we go. And it's kind of funny that yesterday, when we had on the head of the AFL-CIO Philadelphia, who invited Bernie, he said after much internal discussion, look, guy was a good guy to come on. We had a good back and forth, but my God, he hijacked it. Come on. They're there to listen to the keynote speaker, some guy named Jimmy Williams, I think. Not. They just want to hear the rundown of America, how wretched things are in America, how you can only make it through the efforts of solidarity in the unions. You think somebody would say, well, Bernie, how did you make it that you have three homes valued at $2.5 million and there's all the money your wife gets? And there's the fact that most years you make over $1 million. You want to tax that more, Bernie? Maybe we should take away half of it, three quarters of it, 80% of it. Do those thoughts? No. The union guy told us yesterday it's only billionaires now, which brings us to the Pritz, the Pritzker, the obese oligarch. That guy, he was on with Jimmy Kimmel last night. We'll play you some of that. and they were mocking how Trump will go after him about being obese. Well, I think Trump's going to go after this guy for a lot more. He is the ultimate Nepo baby. He's never done a thing in his life. He's bought the governorship. He's the heir to the Hilton fortune. And that is very substantial. And he is indeed a billionaire, and he's happy to be a billionaire. So how can they be propping up a billionaire, as we heard? Well, because he's on their side, because he's a radical, because he wants to seize all of your earnings. He wants to do anything. He presides over arguably the most corrupt state in the country, Illinois, Chicago. That Pritzker, O.O., we'll be calling him, the big 2-0, the obese oligarch, with Jimmy Kimmel last night. And Kimmel coming up with all kinds of nicknames that Trump will put on him because of the obesity. Now, he's got a head like a battering ram, too. That might be something that Trump looks at. But I did ask the guy yesterday, and he said he didn't live in Illinois, the union official, so he didn't know much about Pritzker, whether they'd have Pritzker speak there. I thought billionaires were out. He claimed that Phil Murphy was a billionaire, too. I don't know about that. Now, nothing is complete, though, with the mob, other than kidnapping people just trying to make their way home from work because we have to pay outrageous prices because of progressives in Philadelphia. And they always blockade around Broad and Vine, maybe a little bit down from that, cutting off all traffic in Center City, about 70 of them after an hour. The police give them an hour. Come on, Philadelphia police. If you or I went and blocked traffic there, right? Do you think you'd get an hour before they arrest you as you're tying up the world? Who makes that determination? I've been through this with the Philadelphia police before. I'm talking about the hierarchy. They only get 5 minutes, told to disperse, and then move them out of there. Why in the world does Philadelphia believe that you get over an hour and then you have to take them out, then Krasner releases them, just because you want to whine and complain about Trump? What about all the people? And I've debated. I had a minister on. He said, yeah, we have to kidnap them so they'll listen to us. This is the attitude of progressives. Why would the police wait an hour to do that? Why were there no flags there? Why was there a substantial amount of trash there? Why would they block traffic? Aren't those hardworking people they talk about on their way home? Because they can, because they're arrogant, because they think there's strength in numbers and they run Philadelphia. Oh, well, we'll see about this nationally. All right, so that's yesterday with Bernie Sanders. By the way, Trump this morning, President Trump, on Truth Social, said he's admitted now, and it's been a known secret kind of, that they asked the IRS to take away the tax-exempt status of Harvard. I think they'll announce that they have done it. Now, there will be ferocious legal challenges. But why should Harvard, sitting on a $53 billion nest egg endowment, another Nepo baby, or the land of Nepo babies, why should we continue to send them money? Why should they be tax exempt? How about spending that $53 billion that sits there that's tax exempt and continues to go up? Now, there, I should have asked, my fault yesterday with the union head, he's a guy that will come back. We'll ask him, what about Harvard? Should they be tax exempt? Should they be able to charge what they're charging? Should they be able to sit on $53 million? Now, we have a big horse race this weekend. The most dramatic 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby, you know, with the hats, the mint juleps. But there's something else, and I might do a side question on this next week. I'll confer with Dan and Henry here on the Dom Giordano Show and ask on Monday, because this might be a news story this weekend. It's starting to be. What would you name a horse? What would you name a horse, either for some fun or you're trying to make a statement? People name boats. The horse is more for the ultimate millionaires or billionaires, I guess. Well, there's this guy, and he did it intentionally. One of the leading contenders, if not the odds-on bet, you know, things are fly. I don't want to get into the weeds, is named Journalism. And he wants to know, the owner of this, I see lengthy articles today, why are we seeing journalism being called fake news? Why is it so much under attack? 855-839-1210. I thought I'd ask you. You might be able to come in. I might be able to do, and you can help me on Twitter at DomShow1210 or calling in. My big list this week, the top 10 reasons why, quote, journalism is in such dispute, because these are snotty people that look down their nose, like the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm sure they're all journalists. We know exactly where their political bias is. At best, they go with establishment Republicans because they're willful dupes. We know they are extremely anti-Trump. We know that they want to dictate from the ivory tower of the Inquirer and places like that, that we don't agree with them on science or climate or a million things. We're the rabble. They're the smart people. That's what journalism is. So the horse is named journalism, running this week. Not journalists, not one journalist, but journalism. I might lay down some money against this horse. That's how much, now in fun, that's how much this bothers me. That's how much this is ludicrous that a guy's naming it to stand up. How about enemy of the people? Should we name the horse that? So you can tell me if you're betting on the Kentucky Derby. Now that you know the backstory, would you bet on a horse like journalism? Hey, by the way, speaking of taxes, now we're moving into what I think is the meat of the Trump agenda and getting these Republicans moving. And that's that big, beautiful bill that would continue the Trump tax cuts and flesh out other parts of the agenda that are very important, like maybe no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. Yes, yes, yes. I'm for all three. And I don't want to hear, the deficit from Democrats. Here's an article from the Center Square, though. If we don't continue the Trump tax cuts, they say taxpayers in Pennsylvania will face an average tax increase of $2,521. If the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires at the end of the year, says the National Taxpayers Union. It's even worse. In New York, they would lose $2,745. Jersey, $2,794. Delaware, $2,418. Maryland, $2,806. Oh my goodness. Maryland, where the Maryland man is through, they have really lost their minds. Maryland is worse than New York and New Jersey. Wow. West Virginia, well, they would lose $1,423, and Ohio, $2,140. So Pennsylvania was among the fourth highest of what we would lose if the Trump tax cuts don't go through. By the way, speaking of the so-called Maryland man, and we'll show this on YouTube coming up, the Tennessee police body cam of the Maryland man traffic stop is unbelievable. And it shows the troopers asking this guy, why do you have such blackened windows all around the car? You know how I am about the tinted windows. And he has eight people in there. Why did you put a fourth row of seats in to this vehicle? He changes his story three or four times. They bring him in. They're suspecting him of human trafficking. He's got all this money in cash, probably to pay off. And ICE, now remember, this is in the Biden years. ICE does not respond to pick him up. They called ICE during the 2022 encounter. They didn't come to pick up Mr. Garcia. This guy, I said it yesterday, I do want him to come back. Okay, not in the prison in El Salvador. I'm sure the Trump administration is someplace else we're going to send him. And I want to broadcast right from the tarmac where he lands. Hopefully they put him in handcuffs and shackles and then put him on another plane to take him out of here. That's exactly what I want to happen. This guy. Fox says the wife submitted a video, and she still may have it, of him saying, with those protective orders, you know, I could kill you and nobody would do anything about it. And yet Democrats still want to die on this hill. By the way, Harvard professors, dozens of Harvard professors signed a pledge yesterday to take a 10% pay cut to fund fighting against President Trump. They say that 84 senior faculty members have pledged to donate 10% of their salary this year as our contribution to the university's financial resources while it legally contests these attacks. A government professor, Ryan Enos, said the commitment adds up to an estimated $2.5 million. So, you know, how much are these guys making per year? I know over at Penn, the average was around about 175,000 a year. So Harvard, I'm thinking it's 200 plus. We'll see if they're willing to give up 10% of their salary. And again, now that President Trump put out on Truth Social this morning that he will be taking away through the IRS Harvard's tax exempt status, that is a good thing. Let's see if they're going to continue to push this agenda that they're willing to give up 10% of what they make in order to pay Harvard's legal bills. So there is a lot happening today. We're going to talk with Paula Scanlon, Penn in the news, because they're on the clock now to put back women as the champions, not Leah Thomas. They're also on the clock to get rid of their violations, alleged, of Title IX by having Leah Thomas there and continuing to say to let biological males compete against women. So she'll be here at 1 o'clock. We'll go into that. Let me give you the side question today. I think we got a great side question. Today is the anniversary, I don't know how many hundred years, of one of the greatest deals of all time. Thomas Jefferson made the deal. There were people that tried to stop him and said, no, we don't want that deal. You can't make it as president. The Louisiana Purchase, $15 million. That was about 4 cents an acre. It doubled the U.S. land size. I have to offer that up. I know Manhattan, $24 and all, but I mean, but this was an official government deal. So what we're going to be looking for, and I'll give you mine coming up, I'll get Henry's and Dan's, all time deals, real or fictional. I'll take off the board a fictional one. Mephistopheles making the deal with the devil. I get great acclaim and riches and all that here on earth. And then I give you my soul. Come on now. You know, you're not really going to collect a soul and the devil lurking there. Gialtei, I think, was the writer of that, German writer, Mephistopheles. That's a good fictional one. So you might have a fictional one, you might have a real one. Here's the deal. Here's something to get you thinking about this. It's not down on paper, but isn't the whole Belichick thing a deal? In other words, Belichick gets this young, sort of attractive, annoying woman, knockoff Meghan Markle. She's 24. He's in his 70s. And then she gets to boss him around. She gets to feather her brand. The New York Post has a story that she runs this vast rental empire, which is hard to believe. And she gets to be obnoxious. That's a heck of a deal. So the Belichick and what is her name, Hudson, that deal, that's going on. It's kind of an informal deal. So think outside the box, as always. It's all in the call. It's all outside the box. Don't just go with the obvious Budge Wire answers, you know, all that stuff. 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. Brilliant idea from Ron DeSantis today, too. One of the problems with deportation is having people go before an immigration judge. Not a full-fledged, like a murder trial. I mean, these could be done relatively quickly. And DeSantis is trying to use the National Guard and all those people there that would be able to do that in Florida, and he is then able to move deportation along much more quickly. It's a shame that I don't think DeSantis is ever going to be president. You know, when he runs, he's not exactly somebody people feel is beloved or anything. We've seen that the last time, right? But he is a guy who gets things done, drills down, big ideas, and does them. So his idea coming out of Florida, this is something Homan and the Trump people ought to take a look at to move things along so that we don't have to have, you know, holding people forever and deport them back to Mexico, not to prisons necessarily, but out of here. When we start getting into staggering numbers, we're going to have to move on this. You can't keep people here forever. That's the bottom line. That's what he's talking about. So good for Ron DeSantis. And the president yesterday, too, also signed an executive order demanding the funding be cut for PBS and NPR. Once again, why should we subsidize two outfits that look down their nose at a lot of Americans, particularly Trump supporters, that ought to support themselves? It's a pretty obvious thing. Now, we'll see all the legal challenges, et cetera. We know that. It's not a done deal yet, but he is moving on so many fronts that it's unbelievable. My favorite story yesterday, though, is exactly as predicted. You can look at it. It's on my Twitter at DomShow1210. Not one American flag. I scanned it as I was watching Bernie's speech. As it panned around, there were a lot of flags of all kinds of foreign countries there, of course. Couldn't you at least politically have at least 10 or 15 American flags? What's wrong with these people in the unions there? They wouldn't be unfurling American flags. Now, if those really had been building trades, Johnny Dock, that type of group, both politically and because they're patriots, they would have had American flags. Oh, now we have to have American flags. Yeah, you do have to have American flags. All right, get in on the side question, 855-839-1210. A lot of great people stopping by. We'll have our winner of the week. Get your name into the hat. We draw that at the end of the show. Dom's Money Melody. It all unfolds on a Friday here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good Friday, everyone. It's Dom time. That music might be, the timeshare guy there. There's a deal. I went back and looked up the Louisiana Purchase because this day in history, we did the deal for that with Jefferson, probably his greatest accomplishment. Well, wait a minute. How about the Declaration? I don't know. I could argue the Louisiana Purchase. It doubled the size of the United States, $15 million for 4 cents an acre. That's a pretty good deal. So we're looking for that all-time deal, in whatever way that you see it. And, the deal with the devil, Mephistopheles, famous issue. We still use that today. Could be real, could be fictional. And I think Belichick's got to know. Some deals are not down on paper. Think outside the box. Doesn't Belichick have a deal with this woman in their minds, which is, she's hot, she's 24, she revives me. I'll put up with being a laughing stock of the world now. That's the deal.
I mean, the deal might be even more that she's gotten $9 million in real estate now, right? That they've been going out.
Well,
that's quite a deal, too.
I'm putting this woman now on the cusp of being in the league of Meghan Markle I seethe every time I see her. I mean, she is beyond insufferable.
It's crazy. The 180, it's kind of turned in, like, I don't know, it feels like maybe a year. It was like, oh, this is cute. And now it's like, oh, man, Bill's got to get out of this.
Well, once you see the woman, yeah. Charles Barkley giving love advice. Oh, my God. Right. All right. So yesterday, the Bernie rally, I'll play you one of the money cuts. Bernie has got to get new material. It looked like the same crumpled notes. The only thing different about it is he waves that figure in the hand, in the air, and then comes to the end to put the period in. That's it. No humor, nothing. And the same tired thing. And the point I made in the opener, I did see flags, but they were flags of foreign countries or flags of indeterminate groups that were there. Not one American flag. Guy we had on yesterday was great to come on. I mean, he's coming into the Lions, you know, and when we had a good back and forth. But don't you think you'd put American flags there? They're not going to wave American flags at people that were at that rally yesterday. And you know what the tell is on their selfishness and what they're about that they don't get about America? Is it American? And I should have asked him this question. I mean, there's so many questions. Blocking traffic, again, we just wanted to get out of Dodge after the show yesterday because we know what happens. Blocking traffic again at the Broad and Vine area. There's a vortex there. There's a nexus there. And they block it there so that the whole world ends. And the police, according to one report that I see, shame on the police. Come on, Commissioner Bethel. I would tell you face-to-face next time we have you on, if ever. You let them do it for an hour? Why did they get an hour to do stuff like this? They are the mob. That's all that they are. That's the Democrat Party mob. They are a mob. Working people. What about the working people who worked all day and just want to go home? Well, they have to hear our message. That's called kidnapping. And in most places, a well-run city would not allow them to do it, would arrest them on the spot and clear them out in under 30 seconds. Bring in the horses, bring in everybody. Get them the hell out of there. I didn't have a chance to see the trash this morning. I was doing an inside story, but I'm sure City Hall, they probably have bulldozers cleaning it up. They give themselves away, and they wonder why Trump wins. If that's the best they have, the stuff that Bernie was saying yesterday about this. And when we had the union head on yesterday, and I asked about Pritzker, who was on with Jimmy Kimmel. Here's a little bit of Jimmy Kimmel palling around with Pritzker last night. This is cut... let's see. Oh, okay. All right. If you go to, maybe it's on Grabian still, but Pritzker was on, the governor of Illinois, and Jimmy Kimmel went through a whole list of the nicknames that Trump is going to give him because he's obese, very obese, and a billionaire, and a Nepo baby. He's never done a damn thing in his life. And yet he's one of their great hopes to put out there. We talked about that yesterday. Well, if it's our guy, then, you know, he's for the people. We're going to put him out there, despite being a billionaire, never doing anything. He's on the inheritance list of Hilton. So Jimmy Kimmel had him on, though. They're testing this guy out as the billionaire, great hope. Listen to the nicknaming part.
You know he's going to give you a nickname, and it's going to be a mean nickname. And so we're talking before the show, and I suggested that maybe we come up with some nicknames for you that you can give to him, because you just don't want a lame one, you know? Nobody wants a lame nickname.
So you think he's going to pick the least lame of the...
No, he'll probably pick the most lame.
Okay, all right.
But I think this is kind of like Eminem in 8 Mile, where, you know, he comes, he insults himself and wins the rap battle. Okay?
I'm ready. I mean,
you're Eminem. There you go. There's so
I get to read them.
Well, yeah, unless you want me to, I'd be happy to.
I can do it. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Here's the list. JB Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. JB Back Ribs.
JB Back Ribs. Could be a song with that too, you know?
Trump.
JBLT.
Uh-huh.
J Biggie. JB The Hut. J Pritz His Pants Cur. Pritz Crackers. Governor Big Shorts and JB the Refrigerator Pritzker.
Now that's a pretty good one. That's got some Chicago Bears in there.
No, I think he's just going to do what he did with Chris Christie. Now he's not a tough guy, just a slob. He's going to do that with Pritzker. I don't even think he'll deign to give him a nickname. He'll go after the fact. What's this guy ever done in his life? Why are they touting them? I thought they were the party, we were told yesterday, that hates billionaires. So yesterday, this big rally right here on May Day.
Just taking a look at it with Bernie. That's all that you need to see. Meanwhile, AOC was out there, and here is Mark Neeson, cut 23, talking about her rally on May Day and saying all she needed to do was utter the words of Marx. That's all Bernie did yesterday. Here's Mark Neeson breaking down her rally.
Today's May 2nd. Yesterday was May 1st. Exactly. It is May Day, and we found Bernie and AOC in Philadelphia at the May Day rally. There, give this a look here. Watch.
I'm not going to tell you that the struggle in front of us is easy. The oligarchs own the economy. They own the media. They own the political process. That's the reality.
We stand here together, united, to say that the billionaire class should be afraid of the power of labor and everyday workers across the country.
So, Mark, I was watching that. Are they getting anywhere? Are they building a grassroots organization from these appearances?
Yeah, I was waiting for her to scream, workers of the world unite. This is, you know, first of all, May Day is a communist holiday. Number two, they've basically lost the working class to Donald Trump. The Republican Party is now the party of the working class. And third, this weird obsession with oligarchs, they are actually trying to create an oligarchy of government. They want to be the oligarchs that control your money, that take your money, that bring it in under the control of a small cadre of elites in Washington who decide how it's spent, how you live your lives, what schools you go to, what stoves you use, what cars you drive. They just don't want to earn the money the old-fashioned way. They want government to take it from you and concentrate it in their hands so they can decide how it's spent. So they're the real oligarchs. Bernie Sanders and AOC are aspiring ones. They just don't have the talent of people like Elon Musk to make the money. They have to steal it from you through the IRS.
That's well put. By the way, Dan was telling me here, we're rushing over from taping the show, the Doge stuff. The Doge boys were on with Elon Musk last night. And here's the question I have. I mean, they've made their mark, without a doubt. Some of them had riveting stories. What do we have to do? What do I have to do to get the Republicans in Pennsylvania and New Jersey to just put their own Doge thing together? I mean, you know, we can rail against the Democrats all they want. True. Just did. Why in the world don't we have that jersey? They passed a resolution, passed a law. Here in Pennsylvania, all they need, and we could recruit them. I bet we have among listeners a bunch of people in their mid to late 20s who'd want to sign up for the Dan and Dom Doge Boys to just go there, Harrisburg, for a half hour probably, or New Jersey with any records, any kind of search. And they'll find millions and millions of dollars. We'll help. We'll tell them, this is a nugget. If you tell people they spent money in Jersey government or Pennsylvania government on this, that's it. You just go down Broadway with it. That's all that you need to do. Again, take the model nationally. Yeah, I mean, there were some things that you could argue they were wrong at. They did this, they did that. But overall, it's a huge success to move government. And you know, in Pennsylvania and Jersey, remember Josh Shapiro got caught up with this fancy thing for his dog to come in and out in the door and fancy fireplaces and a whole bunch of stuff. It's just one right there. You mean to say these Democrats in Jersey are not spending money unbelievably? Remember when Phil Murphy redid The Office and said, well, it's not for us. It'll be here for others. And it was $1 million. The wife had to have her office redone. Mean to say there's not fodder there? Come on, guys. Just do what they did in Washington. Now, there might be something they unearthed that's worth billions or trillions, billions of dollars, potentially, or at least 10, 15, 20 million. All right, side question today. And again, try to think outside the box on it. Don't take the more obvious. Henry, what are you taking off on all-time deals, real or fictional, yes, like Metastopheles?
So I'll take a real and a fictional one off the board.
Yes.
The artist formerly known as Dollar Dog Night, an all-time deal until you know, just two seasons ago. It was Luis Ariz hit a cycle for the Miami Marlins, and the Phillies' effort that game was lackluster. So it devolved into fans throwing their dollar dog wrappers onto the field.
I thought they threw the hot dogs on there.
Yeah, a lot of hot dogs in there too. Because, I mean, basically what it was is that there were never any enough hot dogs for anybody.
Right.
So they just bump out like 20 at a time at whatever kiosk. Then the first person in line would just grab all 20 and walk back to their seat. So the lines took forever.
Right.
But you know what? If you did end up getting hot dogs towards the beginning of the game, it is a good deal. And the other one I'm going to take off the board here, because SpongeBob has turned 26 years old, I'm going to take off an infamous deal where Mr. Krabs sold SpongeBob to the Flying Dutchman for a measly 62 cents.
That's a pretty good deal.
And then
the
Flying Dutchman proceeded to return him just a mere few seconds later because he was very annoyed by SpongeBob.
Now, those are great. They're new. They're outside the box. Don't hit us with the budge wire of answers today, okay? We can't take them all off. We're not going to spend a half hour saying this. Think of the main ones when something like this comes up. We're not going to go with that. Dan, how about you?
I'm going to take you back to 2001, Dom, the year of 2001, when Eric Bischoff, who's in the news right now, was the producer for WCW, and he was able to organize a group, Dom, put together $70 million to purchase WCW. But some reason, somehow, it falls through. WCW loses their TV deal. WWF swoops in and buys it for a measly $4.2 million. So from $70 million to $4.2 million, WWF purchases WCW and becomes a monopoly in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling.
Put Vince McMahon in charge of Doge since Elon Musk is leaving now. Can you imagine with this guy? Not only be making deals. All right, Saudi Arabia, we'll wrestle there two times a year.
How about we put Linda McMahon in charge? Because if you actually look into it, though, even the WCW deal, a lot of it was brokered by none other than Linda McMahon. And she was really the business mastermind behind the scenes of WWF as they became the monopoly that they've become.
Didn't know that. You were busy for our parking space. But, Henry, you heard, do you think I've lost my mind? I am rooting against a horse this weekend.
I heard. Have you seen journalism?
No, I don't care. It could.
I saw a thing on SportsCenter this morning.
Since journalism too.
Yeah. I saw just a little excerpt they had on SportsCenter today, and they're showing the favorites, and I saw journalism before I knew it was a favorite. I'm like, that's the horse, and then they put the odds up. I'm like, oh man, they're the odds-on favorite. I
hate to be rooting against a horse, but the journalism word gets me all that. Not just in the era of Trump. My God. And the guy said, that's one of the reasons he did it. He wanted to name it journalism. Journalists are under attack. He's tired of hearing about fake news. I hope he loses by a nose. Then we'll say fake news.
It's going to be hard to beat that horse. That is a good-looking horse.
Well, in my mind, I can see Secretariat somewhere.
See the muscles on that thing?
I can see Secretariat somewhere laughing. Beat it by 20 lengths.
All-time best athlete, Secretariat? Yeah.
I think so, without a doubt.
Cheater.
Coming down the backstretch at the Belmont. The jockey's just there for the ride. The horse is this show. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board right now. Jump in, hit us, and come on, outside the box, not the stuff you may have heard before. Louisiana purchase today, all-time big, big story. Double the size of the country. Hit us with that. Did you see any flags yesterday, and are you rooting against journalism as a horse because of this notion? Oh, they'll be celebrating. You'll see it. It'll be on the Tonight Show. Colbert will do a whole riff on it on Monday night. Hey, it's said that you just don't visit Sicily. We say it. What I've seen of Sicily and the details of our trip, you're going to want to go back again and again. Let's go there the first time, though, and you'll see what we're talking about, because everybody in the world has been to Sicily, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, the Romans. What's the attraction? It's Mediterranean Europe. It's Sicily and Calabria this fall, the unparalleled beauty of the sun, the sea, and we're headed with our buddies, Conservative Tours. All this, $55.44, including airfare, the dining events, they're the real deal. The actual places in Sicily, the food, the wine, and you're with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. You can't beat that. Bustling Palermo, Savoca, Taormina, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. Giuseppe talked about the volcanoes a lot. It's all there. It's going to be a blast. Here's what you do. Call them now to get all the information or sign up, 888-733-9494. Or the website will start you off, conservativetours.com.
I'm Tyke Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Dom. All right, it's Dom Giordano's show. Coming up, well, I'll give you a couple right now. I think this is a hit piece on John Fetterman because occasionally he swerves into something that's reality, like Israel. So an outlet called The Intelligencer talks with his staff, many of them progressives who are just attacking him. They say he allegedly walked into traffic and was almost hit by a car. Dan, you've been with me. I do that almost all the time. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Hey, stop that car.
Yeah, I've almost got hit by an ambulance before. Yeah.
There you go. Check that one off. That's nothing. Fetterman's wife. Now, this endears me to Fetterman. Fetterman's wife, the Yoko Ono of Pennsylvania politics, tearfully pleaded for him to alter his stance on Gaza not long after the October 7th attack. Just weeks after the setback, Giselle arrived at her husband's Senate office, and according to a staffer, they got into a heated argument. They're bombing refugee camps. How can you support that? She said, with tears in her eyes, that's all propaganda, Fetterman replied. Still visibly upset, Giselle pulled the staffer aside. She asked him if members of Fetterman's team were pushing him to take these stances for political reasons. No, Yoko Ono. That's why he got the award the same night that Rich and I did from Zionist of America, because despite all the foibles, despite all the difficulties, this guy gets reality in certain instances. And I'm tired of people that saying, oh, you can't trust him, Dom, you shouldn't say that. When he's helping our side, when he's correct, I'm going to say it. And he is. Oh, he's tricking you. Oh, God, stop it. This guy's not tricking anybody. Imagine the wife, though. Are they feeding him propaganda? Are you guys doing it? Is that what's up here? Is that why he doesn't understand after October 7th, Yoko, when people were tortured and put in ovens and everything else? He identifies with the Israeli side on this, with reality and several other issues that he does.
And you know what this also proves, Dom? So reading between the lines, she was indeed the one calling all the shots when he was doing his hyper-progressive politics.
Yes, a lot of it. Just
to the point, and to the point that she was, she gets, like, did this lead to what we're seeing now with their, like, I just.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
So if you're a guy and want to keep your wife happy, I hate to say, a lot of times you might go with the flow there. And it seems like the one time he starts going against the flow becomes an issue.
All right. Months into the war in Gaza, Fetterman met with Jeremy Ben-Ama of the Jewish Federation, J Street. During their meeting, Fetterman said, you can't reform a carton of sour milk in reference to the Palestinians and explain why he didn't believe in a two-state solution. Oh, my God, and he's a Democrat. You can't reform a carton of sour milk, he told him, referring to the Palestinians. He said he didn't believe in the two-state solution, claimed he never met an Arab person who would condemn Hamas. He went on to make statements that shocked people. In opposing a ceasefire, he said, let's get back to killing. You know what? He was exactly right. He's not talking about killing innocent people. He's saying, let's get back to killing Hamas. And that's what we ought to be doing around the clock, every single one of them. What's so shocking about that? These punks in his office and the wife. Here we have a guy who, despite all the differences that we have, sees some things clearly. And to Dan's point, I think Fetterman's still pretty radical on some things, but you know what, Dan? He's not as radical as the firefighter Yoko Ono wife is. And did he make a deal? Oh, she's hot. She's here illegally. Yes, let's see. Was it a Belichickian romance here? Dan, you don't have any more. You said you put the stake in the ground with
it. I mean, I watch way too much 90 Day Fiancé to disagree with you.
Oh, God.
Henry, you didn't know that. Come on now. Start watching 90 Day Fiancé.
No,
you,
thanks.
You won't get this show. Well, I don't get that part either. And Maisie is the enabler of it, apparently.
It's a good show, man. I'm telling you.
She might be the ringleader of it. I recommend, we don't have Steve on today. I recommend the, Neil. I recommend the Residence.
You tell me.
On Netflix.
Go watch 90 Day Fiancé. Search out Big Ed and tell me it's not some of the greatest TV.
I know who that is. Yeah. I don't need to watch. I already got the gist.
Guy washes his hair with
mayonnaise. Well, you use Gold Bond. There's that. But have you seen The Residence? No? I think you would enjoy it.
No, yeah,
I think you would enjoy it.
What's that on?
Netflix.
Okay.
It's this black woman detective that I've never seen as an actress before. She's quirky. She's a bird watcher.
And oh, I know this. No, I haven't seen the show, but I saw it. It's like one of the top shows right now.
Yeah, I like it a lot. We're watching the last episode tonight, so I won't spoil anything.
Giancarlo Esposito's in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, from
exactly.
Breaking Bad.
Yes, that's right. Oh, wait a minute. Who does he play?
A.B. Winter.
That's Giancarlo. I didn't know that even.
Really? It doesn't look like him?
No. In Breaking Bad, he's Hispanic. Here, he's portrayed as being African-American, I believe. Yeah. That's a guy murdered. Yeah. Okay.
Looking, is there season two?
All right. So jump on board. Is this just another hit piece that a guy like, again, Fetterman can't be for Israel, can't break ranks with the radical Democrats. They get every staffer in the world here now that he said, we ought to just continue with the killing. That's the headline. Yeah. What's wrong with that? We shouldn't continue with the killing around the clock of Hamas, every single one of them. That's the only way you're going to have any semblance of anything, and even that's going to be difficult. All right, I'm coming to you again. Rethink. Maybe we got a couple people here. Rethink. Don't do the old tired ones. All right, we'll take them, but I see a good one on board already. Louisiana Purchase today. Jefferson was panned for it. Look at that deal. Look at what it resulted in. It's probably the biggest of all time. You can hit us with a fictional one or one that you think is a deal, even if it's not written down. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. All right, Scott Jennings looks like he's going to run, if I had to bet, for Senate in Kentucky, and I think President Trump will endorse him, which means he will take over for Mitch McConnell. I mean, I'd love to see that. That is a great guy to have in our ring, but I lose him on CNN, and I lose him. I don't know if he can come on as much as Senator from Kentucky. If I had to bet, I think he's going to do it. And he said today, well, whoever President Trump endorses there is going to win, which is true. That's what's going to happen. So I guess let's hope it's Jennings. All right, side question, Louisiana Purchase Day. Let's go to Steve in Mount Laurel. Steve, what is that all-time real or fictional deal? What do you say?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I enjoy your show greatly and the guests that you always have.
Thank you.
My deal is actually not my deal, but the answer to the question is the Bobby Bonilla deal with the New York Mets. And he gets paid, I think he's still getting it,
$1 million
every first of July.
Yeah. So, you know, you could argue, well, $1 million isn't as worth as much if he got it way back when. But then knowing what that guy would have done with the money, it's a good deal. Did you also know, I believe, Allen Iverson with Adidas gets $100,000 plus every year, and that's going on for, and I think it's for life. I'm not sure though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I give you guys another one? Because this is going to be shocking to see because you have Bobby Bonilla, but then you also heard of Shohei Ohtani's deferred deal.
Yes.
Listen to this: $2 million annually between 24 and 2033. And then, guys, $68 million per year between 2034 and 2043. So in 2043, Shohei Ohtani is going to be given $68 million.
But at the rate, if there's another Biden, it'll be worth 50 cents. There's that. You know, so, yeah, I mean, that's why they do it. They're making a calculation with inflation. What will it be worth?
And not only that, it's taxes, too, because if you defer, you don't have to get the – there's a way around the income taxes out there in California.
There is, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That was the reason for it, right?
Yeah, partially.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Steve. That's a great one. You mean to say we can't – the Phillies can't win? That's the first thing I'd say. Are you nuts? If you're going to play for the Dodgers, their state tax there, I think it's 10 or 12%. It's an enormous number. I mean, enormous of what you would get as an athlete there. So there's, you know, there's that. I think I can make a case against it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make a deal like that, do it now before the next collective bargaining agreement, because they're going to phase that out.
Yeah. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with Paula Scanlon in the news. As you remember, the swimmer at Penn now helping run New Jersey. New Jersey registration numbers great for Republicans. We have the month of April. Penn now is on the clock with President Trump to repair the damage they did to Title IX, to give back all the records that Leah Thomas and others took, and to forswear allowing biological men to run against women. What will Penn do? Deep down, I'm hoping they won't. He takes every dime he can against them. I want to see the truck back up down here. How about give free parking for 2 years to people like Dan and me? No, that's too crass, President. You can't do that on Penn's campus. All right, so we'll talk with Paula Scanlon. 855-839-1210. You get in. Got to hit us with something like the Bonilla one. That's new. That's fresh. That's a real good one. Hit us with that, and you might go into the hat today on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.